Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's National Film Score Day. It was actually yesterday, but we're celebrating it today. And yeah, John Williams wrote, I made a list of scores. John Williams has written so many great scores. I mean, from E.T. to Star Wars to on and on and on. He's been nominated, I think, for 39 Oscars, and he's 106 years old now, and he's still composing scores.
I actually got a chance to meet him. He's older. He's like in his 80s or 90s. When Kobe did Dear Basketball,
did he do
he had
the
a
score?
Private, yeah, Wait John Williams did the score. John Williams won an Oscar with Kobe for Dear Basketball.
Oh, wow. He's been nominated 39 times. How many Oscars has he won?
Like five, I think.
Out of 39?
Yeah, 5 for 39. You're right. That's a terrible batting average, Sean.
He's that good. He's
I mean, it's the same as is it Susan Lucci that's been nominated 20 times?
She did win ultimately.
And finally won.
She did finally win, after all those years. John, by the way, I'm talking on my ass. Let me see.
Glenn Close is the one that has been nominated for the most Oscars and never won one. I think
she hasn't won one?
No, she's been nominated 8 or 9 times and has never won one.
Yeah, John Williams has won 5 times and many, many. I don't know the exact number, but many, many nominations.
Does a lifetime Oscar mean as much as winning one for a role?
No.
It's just like a thank you, huh?
It's like
we couldn't. You didn't have one that we could give you for a movie, so
here's an overall.
Here's a Thalberg,
a bonus prize. Yeah. Exactly. But speaking of which, a bonus prize. So in San Diego, the San Diego State Aztecs, and I don't know when this is. Do we know when this parade is?
Saturday.
They're doing a celebration parade for the Aztecs making the Final Four. I support this because San Diego has never won an effing thing. They finally got to a Final Four throw a parade.
Well, in that case, then the Padres should have a parade for beating the Dodgers.
Yeah, no.
What's the difference?
No, it's a huge difference.
What?
Padres are getting paid millions and millions of dollars.
San Diego State's a business. They're getting paid millions.
They're not getting. San Diego State is not getting paid millions.
San Diego State is a public school.
Didn't they get money
millions
to go to the Final Four? That's not. They're not doing that out of the goodness of their heart.
How much do they make?
This reminds me about the time the Sacramento Kings hung a banner for winning Summer League.
But don't you think that's different than making a Final Four?
You guys made
San Diego State will never make another Final Four.
I'm
willing to guarantee
you don't know
it. Never going to happen again. Never will the everything line up for San Diego to San Diego State to go to the Final Four again. Do you honestly think they will?
They could. Sure.
Never.
NCAA basketball is very it's a lot of
parity
now.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're a USC fan.
Yes,
if
I am.
USC makes the Final Four, should they hang a Final Four banner in Galen
USC.
Center? Why?
What's
USC
the difference?
Has won national championships.
Not in basketball.
Yeah, not in basketball.
But in multiple sports, they've won national championships.
Well, I'm sure San Diego State's won a national championship in something.
No, actually, they've never won a national
Not even in baseball.
In anything.
In the major ones. It's not in football. It's not in basketball. It's probably not even baseball.
Anything in anyone?
I mean, I'm sure they have in like volleyball or something like that. I have no idea.
That sport doesn't count, does it?
Yeah, no.
But it doesn't count as amongst the major sports.
You know, this reminds me of the whole Jill Biden invite Iowa to the White House also. Second place sucks.
Right.
If you didn't win it, you don't get a parade. Mm. You don't get a trip to the White House.
Right.
You don't get Bupkis.
This is a participation trophy thing here.
Now, I've told that.
Are they handing out orange slices at the parade?
They should.
Alert. Because
popsicles.
Alert to the YouTube channel because here comes an Ireland story that I've told a million times.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right. That James Worthy 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Was told.
Story.
Yes, it is a same story. James Worthy 1 year was hired by TNT to give the Lakers the Western Conference Championship trophy in Denver.
Okay.
And I was friends with the stage manager, and the stage manager goes, James, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back from commercial, and Ernie Johnson's going to throw it to you, and you're going to present the trophy to Phil Jackson, but we need that money shot. We need you to pick up the trophy and hand it to Phil.
Yeah.
So they get to the ceremony, and Ernie Johnson goes in to present the Lakers with their Western Conference Championship trophy is James Worthy. He goes, Coach, congratulations. You're going back to the finals. How does it feel? And my buddy's offstage going, hand him the trophy. James, give him the trophy. Trophy, we need the shot. James, give him the trophy. Worthy just ignores him, never touches the trophy. The whole ceremony goes on, and after it ends, the stage manager goes, James, you're killing me, man. All they needed was that shot of you handed him the trophy, and nobody touched the trophy.
Right.
Worthy looked at him and goes, man, they don't want that thing.
Right.
And to this day, nobody knows where that Western Conference trophy is. Jeannie Buss said it's in a box in a closet somewhere.
But you see the difference. The Lakers have many, many championships. So, San Diego State has never won an effing thing. Not,
right.
Literally has never. I'm looking it up. I don't think they've ever won a championship in any sport ever.
Jorge, what's this story you just sent me?
The San Diego State story.
Right. Now, is it up in the air now? They're thinking twice about it?
No, that's from yesterday.
Right, but it says Aztecs parade plans now up in the air.
Unless it was
Aztecs had planned to tour downtown then head to Petco Park, but now school officials haven't finalized it.
We lost.
Finalized. It's not finalized.
We almost won.
But, Mike, but you see the difference between the Lakers who've won championships and San Diego State, which
NCAA.
Has never. They were runners
now,
up in the cross country national championship.
Should Alan Sliwa attend this parade?
Yes.
Absolutely.
100% he should.
He should host it.
He should.
Guys, we won. Yeah.
Bring his comrades.
We
we'll
lost.
Put it on the air.
Did they talk about this on their show, on the Travis and Sliwa show? Did they talk about the parade?
No, I don't get to listen to every second.
No, they talk about food, remember?
If I was
food.
A player, I wouldn't go.
Come on.
I wouldn't.
No, come on.
I bet you one of them go.
Everyone will go.
No, absolutely. It's just an excuse for them to get hammered, John.
Well, they do that anyway, though.
Right.
But somebody else is paying for it.
But everybody's going to go. They'll all go.
Well, did you see who is it?
For losing?
What's Reese's first name, the girl who was doing
Witherspoon.
No.
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese,
yeah.
Angel Reese has come out and said she doesn't want to go to the White House because Biden's there and Jill doesn't get it. She says, I'll go to the Obamas. She's talking about not going at all, and
right.
They won it.
Oh, sure.
You can't have a parade for second place. Caffey will be on a float.
He'll be sitting on Dutcher's lap.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
So he never told you. The connection with Dutcher, with Brian Dutcher, is... Michael went to the University of Minnesota. He was recruited by Bill Musselman, Eric Musselman's dad, who's since passed away.
Yep.
Jim Dutcher, Brian Dutcher's dad, replaced Bill Musselman at Minnesota. Yeah. So there's all these old pictures of Michael with Jim Dutcher, who was at the Final Four.
That's right, yeah, still going strong.
And he knew Brian, the coach of the Aztecs, when he was like a little kid running around the court with these guys.
Now look at him.
Yeah, now I really feel old seeing
now
Brian.
Now he's
there.
Not a champion.
Well, the guy did an admirable job. He did a good job.
Yeah.
But
he's never won anything.
No, he hasn't won, and that's the bottom line, is almost winning doesn't – who cares about almost winning, Mace? You don't play sports to almost win.
If you never will win ever, you should celebrate.
What are you celebrating?
The small victories.
What are you celebrating?
Celebrate the small – Final Four.
Just getting
like, they'll hang a Final Four banner. Mm-hmm. I think everybody –
UCLA doesn't.
Well, it's because they've won so many.
Right.
USC an Elite Eight
George
banner.
Mason went once. Should they have had a parade, George Mason?
George Mason, I'm sure, has a Final Four banner.
Yeah, but I don't think they had a parade.
They didn't have a parade, though.
Miami Hurricanes will fly a
Final
Four banner.
Should they have a parade for almost getting there?
No.
Why? They finished third or fourth?
No, you got to finish second to get a parade. Second, you get a parade.
We're number four.
Third is ridiculous.
So should the Eagles have had a little parade to celebrate?
No.
Why
the
not?
They've won championships. The Eagles have won, again, they've won Super Bowls in the past.
All right.
So that's
the
different.
Aztecs of San Diego State have earned one national championship at the Division I level. They won the men's volleyball title in 1973.
Right. 1973 is the only thing they've ever won. That's the only thing they're going to get close to winning.
That's from Brian Ojeda. Thank you, Brian.
That's the only thing San Diego has ever won. The city of San Diego has never won anything.
So they have had a parade, the volleyball team?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I bet you
they didn't, though. I don't know anybody goes.
By the way, star on that 1973 men's volleyball national championship team, Chris Marlowe, now the TV play-by-play guy for the Denver Nuggets.
Wow. Nice.
You know, they should have got a parade.
That's their one win.
And that's
literally, can you imagine that is the only thing the city of
San Diego has ever won?
Yeah. Sharon Leary, I am so glad. We don't care what others think about our parade for the Aztecs. They are so totally deserving
there
of this,
go.
John.
There you go. Is her name Sherry?
Sharon.
Sharon, I'm with Sharon.
Sharon, you go.
I stand with Sharon.
To the second place loser parade report back to
us. Who's with me? I stand with Sharon. You do not.
No.
Michael, you do not, John.
No.
Do you stand with Sharon, Jorge?
No.
Bergman?
I stand with Sherry.
Sharon.
Sharon. Boss Amanda?
Either one.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
So should they have a big, like, number two leading their parade?
I think, and Mace, I think instead of playing the national anthem, they should hire Beck to play I'm a Loser.
The Beatles have a song called Loser. Loser. The Beatles have a song called Loser.
Yeah. Beautiful Loser. Beautiful Loser.
It's not Bob Seger. No, who is
it? No, that's the Beatles, right? No, no. Seger.
Seger's Beautiful Loser. Yeah.
This is the Beatles.
There you go.
Play this.
That'll be playing as play this off the parade route.
Play this on the Kaplan float.
While Cappy sits on Brian Dutcher's lap. Oh, could you imagine?
I wonder if Kaplan will be there.
Oh, he'll go.
He's and Slee will too.
He's going. He's leaving Saturday morning, though, so he might make it.
Of course he is. He's coming back for the parade.
He's going back for the parade.
The other time San Diego had a parade for sports was in 1987. What do you think happened in 1987? Anybody?
Did they make the World Series?
Chargers made the Super Bowl?
Nope.
World Series win won the batting title?
Nope. Yeah, obscure sport.
Oh, lacrosse. Somebody won lacrosse.
Nope.
Curling.
Soccer.
Soccer's not obscure.
You guys give up?
Women's soccer.
Has to do with water.
Oh, sailing.
Polo. Water polo. Water polo.
Sailing.
Sailing.
Oh, that's a legit sport.
1987, Dennis sailing. Connor won the America's Cup off the coast of San Diego.
I got to tell you, that was my very first gig.
Christopher Cross sailing.
My very first gig when I got to the Mighty 690 was to cover the America's Cup, and we chased his boat around while he was winning the America's Cup, and I was so sick for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I have never been on a boat since then. Wow. Do you remember why this song is famous, right?
Well, it was on that one album, that debut album.
Christopher Cross came in and played during the old Mason and Ireland morning show on TV. Do you remember this? Yes.
I don't. Normally, Piazza. I'm better than you. Oh, I wasn't there. That's why.
Oh, it was the day Mike Piazza was traded. Christopher Cross was actually coming in to perform. He did this song while we showed highlights of Mike Piazza.
See you, Mike.
See you, Mike.
Traded by Fox Network.
Fox, thank you, Fox. Yeah. Excellent work.
Didn't like Vince Scully anyway, so that's fine. He can go.
Who didn't like Vince Scully?
Mike Piazza. That was weird. He thought Vince Scully had something to do with him getting run out of town. Because he thought Vin wasn't as supportive as he should have been.
You say something bad about Vince Scully, you can get out of here.
Yeah. You got the tattoo.
So if the Padres do make the series this year and they lose, should they have a parade?
No.
No.
They've never won anything.
It's the exact same principle.
Yeah.
A Final Four means something.
What does a World Series mean?
Does that mean something?
You got to win.
Well,
these are kids.
Give professional.
Give the kids. It's professionals.
Amateurs.
Versus kids. These are kids.
They ain't no kids.
Again,
they're grown men.
Participation trophies, Michael.
Yep.
Yeah. They're grown men. They ain't no kids.
This
all right.
If Ireland threw that trophy.
Yeah. No. I think I should go.
Well, I
think
I
should go to the
Ireland
parade and throw
trophy.
The trophy at the Kaplan float. And then Slee will get all hurt that I threw his trophy.
He will get hurt. All right. Coming up next. Okay. Let's do this. So. Wild tiger on the loose. Wild
what?
Tiger on the loose.
Where?
How do you deal with it? I got the story coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I was so jealous of Dynasty when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I wanted to be one of the Carringtons.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think what score this is.
You know this.
All right, let me think.
This is...
No, Ireland, you won't. Mace, you
is
will.
Is this Dark Knight?
Dark Knight, yeah.
Dark Knight, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm Batman. All right, so National Film Score Day, so we're playing some scores. So what are the three most important words for a Los Angeles sports fan today?
No three. Participation trophy.
That is not it.
Three most important words.
Will they play? Will they play?
Michael says they both play. I say at least one of them sits.
The Lakers have listed both AD, and LeBron as questionable for tonight.
All right. What do you guys think the – now, keep in mind, the odds makers have to make a spread regardless of they think or what they – what do you think the spread is?
Clippers minus 1.5.
Greg?
Clippers minus 3.
Jorge?
Clippers minus 3.5.
You guys are all close. It's Clippers minus 3.
That's what I said.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're saying all three. You said, he said 1.5. He said 3.5. You said 3.
Right. Yeah. I got it right on.
But
big deal. You want a trophy?
Yeah, I can't.
Not a participation trophy. It's a winner's trophy.
Give me your give me the trophy and I'll throw it at you.
So Greg, I will put $10,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus the 3, counting on the fact that AD and LeBron going to play.
Bet more. You came up last time. 48,000. Bet more.
Jorge's encouraging you to bet more.
25,000 mythical dollars. All right, big on bet. The Lakers plus the 3.
Okay.
Jorge getting things going. So Ireland was supposed to lie today. And
I have.
And he has.
Yeah.
Anybody having a beat on this?
I have a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a good guess? Put it in the chat.
It is in the chat.
Jorge's is.
Okay.
Don't read the guesses out loud.
I know. I'm not going to read the guesses out loud, but we're going to do it at 3:30. If you know the lie of the day, we got a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach. It is the 200-mile-an-hour beach party here in Southern California. You can get your tickets at gplb.com, gplb.com. And again, 4-pack of tickets if you know the lie coming up for you in just a couple
Michael
of minutes.
Michael Mason was in the Long Beach Grand Prix celebrity race 1 year. You know what his nickname was?
You said it was a pine cone?
Pylon. Because everyone just drove around him because he was driving so slow.
What was the top speed you reached in that race?
170.
You got the 170?
Yeah, 170 in a straightaway. The problem is you can't build up a lot of speed because there are two hairpin turns.
Right.
So the guys that win it, how do they attack the turns? I know you were cautious. How do they do it?
Oh, they fly through the turn. See, what my problem was...
And they just cut it really close against the wall?
Right against the wall. Yeah, I mean, I was actually okay in the turns. You can only go so fast. In the straightaways, I was not fast enough.
What wiped out Willie Gault and who was the other guy that wrecked?
Omar Epps.
How did they wreck, do you know?
They were just extremely reckless. Recklessness.
I thought these cars had like limits to how fast you can go for amateurs like you guys.
That probably is the limit.
They let you go 170?
Oh, yeah. I think Alfonso Ribeiro is going like 220.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not 220. That's faster
super,
than
that's super fast.
That's faster than an Indy car. Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Well, super faster than me. He beat me by 2 laps.
Nobody gets killed in this.
No, nobody.
You have to go to school. Mason had to spend several days at training school.
Yeah,
they don't just let you hop in the car.
Yeah, 2 weekends of training. The problem was, Michael, I had never driven stick until I got into this race. Uh-huh. So I get at the track the very first day, and I'm like, well, this will be easy.
Right.
Had to learn how to drive stick before I learned how to be a race car driver.
Still pretty good, though.
It was hard.
To go in that speed and those kind of cars.
Yeah, it was hard. They should bring that celebrity race back. That was a blast.
Wait, the celebrity race doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, they don't do the celebrity race anymore.
Do you have to sign a waiver like in case you die?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Sign your life away.
One of the training weekends, I dropped a transmission, just like gone. Right, they had to give me a completely rebuilt engine. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, if you know the lie of the day,
Tiger story.
Yeah, what's this tiger? Okay.
So, in Georgia, and these have since been recaptured. Okay, in Georgia, there were 2 tigers on the loose.
Jeez.
Let me see the name of the town. Trust me, it was in Georgia, at the Pine Mountain Animal Safari in Troup County, Georgia. There were 2 wild tigers on the loose. Now, my question
is... For how long?
2 days.
What?
2 days. So here's my question. Like, with a bear, you're supposed to play dead.
Mm-hmm.
With
or make a lot of noise.
Or make a lot of noise. What do you do with a mountain lion? With a mountain lion, you make yourself big?
Bigger
and
make noise, yeah.
If I walked up on a tiger,
yeah,
you're dead.
Yeah,
eye of the tiger.
Would you run?
No.
What would you do?
You just got to find some kind of cover. You just been hoping not on cover. You got to find some kind of cover.
What are you supposed to do, Mace? What do they tell you you do if it's a tiger?
Don't know what the advice is for a tiger. I mean, do you make yourself big? Do you make a lot of noise?
They're 600 pounds.
Do you play dead?
I guess the best thing to do, I hope they just maybe like nudge you around you and they're not hungry or something.
I think play dead.
Yeah, because you can't fight back.
Scary as hell.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, I never know what you... Dead. Okay, so this is a... this. I'm going to... Mason, I'm going to hand something to you, and you'll want to zoom in. So I was playing golf in Houston, okay? And I hit my ball right up to the edge of the water, and there were these two really big... I think they're ducks, but
ducks or geese.
I don't know. What do you think they are?
I think they're geese. I think geese are mean.
All right. Yeah. Right. That's what I thought. So my ball, Michael, as you'll see here, is directly underneath one of the geese. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can zoom in on that and you can see it more. I had to make a decision there, and it was a killer shot.
Yeah. It was a great shot you hit.
Perfect shot.
Okay.
And I just had to hit it over the water onto the green on par four. And I couldn't decide whether or not I would go after that ball with those two geese sitting there. What would you have done?
I would have just yelled like, ah!
I did. They didn't move.
They didn't move.
No.
You got to leave it because those things will attack you.
Did you
play
it?
That's what I thought. No, I left it. And here's golf karma.
Yeah.
So I chip it over the water.
Right.
And I hit it too far. I hit it over the green.
Okay.
Chipped it in the hole for a birdie.
Oh, wow.
but I didn't know.
Did you take a drop and you got a penalty for that?
No, I didn't take a penalty because I figured that's not my fault that the geese. I just backed up 10 feet and hit it.
Yeah, you didn't want to. Take
I didn't.
A chance.
I didn't take my full length.
Right. And you tried to scare the geese.
Yeah, I just yelled. Yeah. I went ah, nothing
and nothing, huh?
Nothing. And then I thought maybe I'll run around and meet like a crazy person, and that didn't do anything.
That didn't do it either.
And then I gave.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. Then I gave up because I was worried that geese thought that maybe was maybe one of his eggs or her eggs.
Oh
and,
right.
And
sure.
That, so I left. It. That's now a souvenir.
Yeah, souvenir.
If a tiger's on the loose.
I got.
By the way, did they?
Bergman, do you have an answer? What to do if you see a wild tiger?
I have seven things to do in case of you encounter a tiger.
Seven things.
Okay.
Well, number one.
Bring it on.
Shoot it if you got a gun.
Well, that wasn't on there, but that would be a good one. No. Number one, do not run. Number two, do not approach the tiger.
Okay.
Number three, get yourself somewhere high up. Get up a tree. They're not very good climbers.
Okay.
Stand up tall. Number four. Number five. Do not antagonize the tiger. Number six, and the most important one, do not urinate in a tiger's territory.
Well, why,
John, we're looking at you.
I see a wild tiger.
Why me? I'm not a public urinator.
What would
Mason's
you?
The one who lives in Venice. They don't even use toilets in his town.
What would
Come
make
on.
You
but
do
you're
that?
So,
you're
so
hey, tiger, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Let me just urinate. All right, so scared to pee your pants. That's right.
And number seven, stay away from injured or old tigers. They are more likely to attack.
That's right.
Wounded tiger.
Yes.
Grumpy tigers.
Yeah, it's scary. Older now, you're anti-zoo, right?
Yeah, I hate zoos. Can't stand them.
I want to take you out to this, and don't the living desert, which is like an animal sanctuary,
where they
take animals that have been wounded in nature, or they have to rehabilitate. Fine. They operate on them. They do all this stuff.
No problem
that's
with
where
that.
Not Stepdad Leo works as a tour guide. He would take you on a great tour.
I got no problem with that, but now, do they release the animals after
they
heal?
I don't know the answer to that.
They should release them. Yeah. They'll hold them captive.
Yeah, zoos, I don't know the answer
cool.
to that.
You go. I've been to zoos. You look in there, the animal, big, beautiful tiger sitting in a cage. Just looks miserable.
Yeah. See, this is like a big landscape,
sanctuary.
Savannah sort of thing that they built. It's really cool. Really cool.
But you wouldn't want to live on a ranch you couldn't leave.
Could
you? See, what's the difference?
Yeah. What? No. There's. Yeah.
Even
I
though
get
you
it.
Had 100 acres.
Right.
Oh, look at Steve. He's roaming over there, but he can't go beyond that fence.
Well, you do have 100 acres.
Well, that's true. And I wouldn't. I don't hold any animals captive.
and still don't. See, you don't leave to come to our events.
Well,
you live
true.
On 100 acres.
Yeah, but I don't like zoos.
How many acres you really have?
Me here, and I got all my acreage in the Bahamas. Not here.
Really? You own
California,
a lot of land in the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah. Just practically a whole island over there.
Do you really?
Just about, yeah.
Are you going to move there someday?
Someday.
Are you going to build something there?
Someday, yeah.
Like a shelter, a hut? What?
Yeah, something like that. I might buy Jeffrey Epstein's old island.
Oh, my God.
If that island could talk.
That is like the nastiest. Stop
it.
Stop it. Stop it.
I won't use it for those purposes.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, Michael would turn it into a positive.
Exactly. Turn it into a nice place.
You should take over the fire festival.
Lie of the day coming up next.
Yeah, on that note, lie of the day right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. If you think you know the lie, ring through for a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is next weekend. And also, we got Game of Games coming up. It is John Ireland's game. Is it true you're doing back-to-back games? You're doing today and tomorrow?
No, Bergman's doing tomorrow,
Bergman's
and Michael's
tomorrow.
Doing Friday.
Okay, got it. Got it.
With Pepe.
I think I'm on the board already in the month of April, right? I haven't been here.
You won Monday, and Morales won yesterday.
Yeah, Morales won yesterday.
Played? You let him play? He hates this show.
It was a Masters baseball game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was good at half of it. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, lie of the day. By the way, this is a movie score.
Pink Panther.
Pink Panther, written by Henry Mancini. A National Film Score Day yesterday. We always do everything a day late. Ireland told a lie at some point during the show today. None of us have
none of you have got it.
We're wrong. No.
All three of you are wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. We thought we had it. John. That was a very clever.
Right. So, but I think others may, well, who knows? Sometimes the first person gets it. All right, bring somebody up.
All right, as always, we start with line number 7. This is T. In Manhattan Beach. T, you're on 710.
Oh, in the great city of Manhattan Beach. Hi, T.
What's up, man?
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
All right, here's my guess. My guess is just that the equipment manager has to carry around an unpacked screen for D'Lo.
It's not for D'Lo. It's for Dennis Schroeder. Michael?
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, that was also my guess. Yeah. Also my guess. Sorry, T.
Nope, that's Brian from the Lakers equipment staff walking around with a monitor pretty regularly.
Let's go to Compton. Jerry, you're on 710. Hey, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Hello, guys. Is it about meeting John Williams at the Oscars?
Yes, I have never met John Williams. Very good, Jerry. I thought that would take it a while to sniff it out, but no, he did do Dear Basketball with Kobe, did win an Oscar with Kobe, but yep. I have never met John Williams.
There you go.
So there it is.
Nice job, man.
Jerry, that is excellent.
Four-pack of tickets to the Big Race, the Acura Grand Prix in Long Beach next Friday. Congratulations. Have a blast, man. It is an unbelievable thing to see. And everybody else, you can get your tickets at gplb.com. That's gplb.com.
What did you guys guess it was, Jorge and Greg?
I thought it was the pool. I thought you were in on it, and John didn't actually jump into the pool.
Of that. Michael filmed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trudell did, yeah.
Did you put it out?
No.
Trudell did.
Trudell put it out?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's out there somewhere. You guys just didn't see it.
Yeah. I also thought the Dennis Schroeder story, that was also my guess.
Yeah, the monitor. That's
the monitor.
Yeah, no, that guy walks around with a monitor wherever we go.
Just for Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. By the way, Andy Kamenetsky has this thing he does where he doesn't really, he just says, my sense is.
That's kind of cool.
You know, my sense
is. I heard you talking about that.
So my sense is. Mm-hmm. That LeBron and AD are both going to play. My sense says that.
Too much at stake.
Their list is questionable, but my sense is they're going
to
play.
If I had to guess, I think LeBron probably in and AD 50-50, coin flip.
50-50. Is he hurt?
No, 42 minutes last night, has not played in a back-to-back since he returned from his foot injury. The last time Darvin was asked about this a couple of weeks ago, he said, we have a plan and we're sticking to it. Mm-hmm. When he was asked what the plan is, he wouldn't give it up.
By the way, somebody just pointed out, this is true. If the Lakers beat the Clippers move into the play-in tournament.
Correct. The winner tonight moves to the 5.
Yes.
The loser goes to the 7.
To the 7, yeah.
See, that's why AD's got to play.
Yep, that's why he's got to play.
And the Warriors would be the 6. Yeah. And then but the reason the Warriors would be the 6, the Lakers and the Warriors would have identical records.
Yep.
Except that the Lakers have the tiebreaker over the Warriors. Mm-hmm. So that's why they would be the 5 and the Warriors would be the 6. Selfishly, if the Lakers are the 5,
mm-hmm.
Michael and I get to go to Phoenix, where we love to go.
Yeah,
but that does.
That's a tougher opponent.
Yeah, that does set up a very tough opponent. But I don't, Michael, would you agree with this? I honestly believe the Lakers aren't scared of anybody.
Right, they shouldn't be. They're big and strong. They're versatile. They're athletic. They can shoot. They got it all.
Yeah.
No, it's what Rob Pelinka did.
I'm taking the Lakers in the first round, no matter who the opponent is. I think they're playing that well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after that, it gets trickier. But now, here's something I didn't even think about. I was listening last night on the flight home, and Michael, tell them how much snow was on that plane when we got to the airport.
Yeah. On the plane?
It took us an hour to de-ice the plane.
Yeah.
But the time we finally got home at like 3 a.m. But I was listening to a podcast, and Bill Simmons, this isn't an original thought, I stole it from Bill, but Bill said, with the resurgent Lakers and the way the Celtics beat Milwaukee by 40 in Milwaukee the other day, nobody's talking about it, but we could get Lakers-Celtics again.
Sure.
And that would resolve the 18 championships.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, it would. They're tied at the top for most championships.
Yeah.
That would make one of them the clear victor. Can you imagine the interest around that?
Oh yeah,
Lakers-Celtics in the finals. It'd be great.
Big ratings.
Crazy.
Even Mason.
I'm still picking Milwaukee to come out of the East, even though they lost to the Celtics by 40.
Yeah, yeah.
After last night, I don't know Philly. And
he's been really good.
He went for 52 last night.
I think Joel Embiid won the MVP last
night. Yeah, I think so too.
I think it was a coin flip between him and Jokic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jokic has missed several games. He played last night. They lost to a bad Houston team. But I think most people were undecided between Jokic. And matter of fact, who is it, Greg? Is it Tim McMahon that does the straw poll for MVP?
Yes.
From ESPN.com? And he said it's as close as it's ever been.
Yeah.
Total coin flip.
But I think last night, scored
Embiid
more than half of their points.
Drops 52 in a game against the Celtics.
Yeah.
He's unstoppable.
And I don't know how he doesn't win it now.
Yeah.
This gifted big man never played a game.
By the way, Dodgers off today. I don't know if you've... By the way, John, listen to Bill Simmons, but you got to listen to the Blue Review, the production that Greg Bergman is putting together every single day.
Wait a minute. We'll get back to the Blue Review in a second, but did I overhear you say earlier that Matthew Berry is on the Culture Pop podcast?
You know what? He's on the Culture Pop podcast.
I'll listen to that for sure.
He was fantastic. Matthew Berry talks about stuff that he's never talked about publicly before, about his growing up years and all kinds of stuff, and he talks about bullying, all kinds of stuff. So it's Culture Pop Podcast. Search it.
Greg, how many Blue Reviews have you done?
Today was day 8, but I missed one last week.
Right, you were sick. Bergman was sick last week,
okay.
So we had a rotating group of producers. Now today, the one thing I noticed was it's only Bergman on the show. Did it go out already? Clinton Yates from the Blue
Clinton
Review.
Clinton was not able to do today, so I did
it. So you bumped
solo.
Him?
Yes. He said you can do it solo today.
How many minutes?
It's probably about 5.5.
Is it only you speaking, or do you take
only
guests
me.
And calls?
No, only me speaking.
What's it about?
Why would I put so taking a guest call on a 5-minute show?
Yeah, no, it's actually really, if you want a little bite-size take on the
What was
the
main point you made today in the Blue Review?
A lot of it was about starting pitching and how great Julio Urias was last night.
He's fantastic.
He added a cutter to his arsenal, so that's been helpful. That? Huh?
He added a cutter to his arsenal?
Did you know that already?
Yeah.
You already knew.
Right, so you say Urias.
Urias.
I heard other guys say Urias.
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 Urias. Urias.
There's like 19 different pronunciations of that dude.
But I call
him Julio.
Yeah, call him Julio, exactly.
And the other thing was stolen bases.
Yeah, stolen base is interesting. I'm glad you talked about that. So stolen bases basically doubled over the weekend.
Are the Dodgers stealing bases?
One.
They've stolen one the whole time?
Everybody else is stealing bases. The Dodgers are 1-for-4. Mookie got thrown out last night.
He did.
And I think this is something the Padres do really well. The Padres really push other teams by stealing bases. I don't understand why. Like, I'd like to see James Outman. I'd like to see Trace.
Yeah, they could run.
Steal some bases. These guys can run. I don't know why that's not part of the game plan.
It really should be. I think Gavin Lux was supposed to be that
guy
for them.
He was supposed to be that guy.
And it's not happening. But it's going to start. What we've seen with the pitch clock is that, you know, if you start getting in trouble and as a starting pitcher, you're gonna start falling apart, and you're gonna get these big innings. And so, if you're gonna put pressure on the starting pitcher by running on them, you could get into those big innings more often if you're stealing more bases. So I think it's actually smart.
I'm extremely concerned about Miguel Rojas at shortstop. I just think that's
they have an out there. Chris Taylor at short.
Yeah, Chris Taylor. He did hit a homer the other night, but I'm not sure Chris Taylor's ever going to be Chris Taylor again. Do you think so, Bergman?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's ever going to be that guy. He strikes out a lot.
Got that uppercut swing.
They have too many outfielders. Can any of those outfielders besides Taylor play in the infield?
Yeah, Mookie Betts.
They moved Mookie into second base last night.
And then what was the outfield?
Heyward, Trace, and Outman, and Taylor. I think
Taylor.
Start.
Yeah. Well, now I actually see the logic in moving Mookie to second base occasionally because you have too many good outfielders.
But he's made such great throws. It seems like such a waste to have him at second base. Seems like such a waste. Yeah, Rojas is hitting 143. He's 2 for 14
It's early.
Obviously, it's early.
I mean, outside of the top three of Betts, Freeman, and Smith, nobody else is really hitting.
Boy, by the way, home run leaders in the major leagues, Brian Reynolds from Pittsburgh has 4. Second place, Trace Thompson.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, and Will Smith.
Will, yeah.
Both have 3.
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch of guys have 3.
Yeah. All right, it is Game of Games time. It is John Ireland's game today. I vowed that this is the month I win.
Well,
I've made this.
You're in trouble
before.
Today. Michael is going to be a very heavy favorite.
Really?
Oh, no.
What's it
and
about?
Sedano's going to play, too.
Oh, Sedano's going to play.
Oh, well, in that case.
I'm extremely long shot.
Yeah.
It's about Motown?
No, but it's NBA related.
NBA related. Okay,
so
you guys
why.
Are in the league. We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. Game of Games time. It is Ireland's game today, and George Sedano is here. He's working the game across the street tonight. Sedano, how are you?
Congratulations to Jorge Briones winning Game of Games last month, keeping the Mason alive of no wins.
That a boy,
right
Jorge.
There.
I didn't know that.
Right there. Yeah. Never
There's won. Another streak going, by the way, too. John Ireland has not won since September.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm planning on making my comeback after the Lakers are done.
Right.
I'm just letting you
Hopefully
guys get out to
Hopefully that's not
until
mid-June.
Yeah, could be. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Since the Lakers play the Clippers tonight, Sedano will be working that game. Michael and I will be working that game. I have a game of Laker, Clipper.
I'll be watching the game.
Or both.
And you have your shirt on.
I do.
A Lakers shirt. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the name of an NBA player.
Yeah.
You guys tell me, did he play for just the Lakers? Just the Clippers.
Or both. Okay.
Now, because Sedano and Michael are in the league, I'm going to have them go last, and I'll rotate the three of you.
Right.
All right, here we go. The first name, Joe Bryant, Kobe's father. Mm-hmm. Jorge, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Clippers.
Greg.
Clippers.
Mace.
Both.
Michael.
Clips.
Sedano.
Clippers.
Damn.
Mason's the only one who missed it.
Yeah.
Okay. He only played.
You
for
don't
the
think
Clippers.
That would have been a bigger storyline the entire 20 years?
I'm guessing. It's just a swag system.
All right. Jeez. Bergman.
Scientific wild ass guess.
Yes, exactly.
Sir. Norm Nixon. Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Mace.
Both.
Jorge.
Both.
Michael.
Both.
Sedano.
Both.
Okay. Everybody got that one?
I'm only down one.
You are only down one. All right, Mace, this one's to you.
Okay.
Swaggy P, Nick Young, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Jorge.
Both.
Greg.
Lakers.
Michael.
Lakers.
Sedano.
Lakers.
The answer is both.
Yay! Oh, wow.
When did he play for the Clippers?
He played for the Clippers, actually, right after he played for the Lakers.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
wow. I thought I got that one right.
All right, so Jorge takes the lead.
The swag system.
You're in a tie for second place.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Jorge.
I mean, did he really have a career after the Lakers, though? Let's be honest.
No.
There's that, too.
All right. Jorge?
Yeah.
Caron Butler. Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Greg?
Both.
Mason?
Both.
Michael?
Two.
Sedano?
Yeah, it's both.
All right, everybody got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be too easy, but right now Jorge has the lead, 4, and everybody else has 3.
Okay.
All right, this one to Mace.
Lamar Odom.
The machine, Sasha Vujacic.
Oh.
Lakers, Clippers, or both?
I'll go Lakers.
Bergman.
I'll say Lakers.
Jorge.
Lakers.
Michael.
Lakers.
Sedano.
Swag system, both.
Both is the correct
answer.
Yeah, he played several games for the Clippers after he left the Lakers.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So Sedano ties Briones. The Jorges have the lead.
Yeah.
All right. Greg, this one's coming to you.
Okay.
Jamal Wilkes, Hall of Famer. Jamal Wilkes, Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Both.
Jorge. Lakers, Clippers, or both
Clippers.
Jamal Wilkes? Oh, you're saying Clippers? That's interesting.
Mace.
That is very swaggy. I will say both.
Michael.
Yeah, I think both.
Sedano.
I believe both as well.
Both is correct. His last year.
By the way, funny thing.
He's a retired number by the Lakers, but Jorge, good guess.
Funny story about Jamal Wilkes. I was once covering a Western Conference Finals, or Eastern Conference Finals, where Pat Riley compared Tayshaun Prince to Jamal Wilkes and said that Jamal Wilkes had a jump shot that was as smooth as a snowflake falling off a bamboo leaf. Never said that about you.
No.
Yeah, no.
Wow, that's an image.
Wouldn't have been. All right.
That's an image.
So here's the score. Sedano has 5.
How could a snowflake fall off
Michael, Mason,
snow in the tropics.
Greg, and Jorge all have 4.
There. Yeah. And snow.
All right. So here is the next one. Jorge, this is going to you.
All right.
Jared Dudley. Lakers, Clippers, or both?
Lakers.
Greg.
Did he play for the Clippers? Both.
Okay, Mace.
Seems like the kind of guy who would play for both.
Michael.
Both.
Sedano.
It's both.
It is both. Ah. So everything stays the same. 6 for Sedano.
They had to attach a first-round pick, the Clippers, to trade.
Oh, Greg, did you miss that one?
No, I got that one right.
Okay, so everybody else has 5. All right. Greg, this one coming to you. Jordan Farmar. Pride of UCLA.
Both.
You're going both? Jorge.
Both.
Mace.
Both.
Michael.
Both.
Sedano.
Both.
Okay, so everything stays the same. Last one, so keep in mind that...
the leader go first,
okay,
right?
The leader is Sedano. Yeah. Sedano has 6,
Sedano
you all have 5.
First.
All right, George?
Yeah?
Byron Scott?
Both.
All right, keep in mind, guys, that he's one up on you.
This is the last one?
Yes.
Dang it.
Jorge?
Lakers.
Greg?
Gotta go Lakers.
Yeah, gotta go Lakers.
Michael? Byron Scott.
You know the answer, so...
Yeah, did Byron play? I think it is both.
The answer is Lakers.
Yes!
He was drafted
Michael's
by
out.
The Clippers
right.
and traded for Norm Nixon before he ever played a game for the Clips.
Oh, okay. Then that's so that what the confusion was.
All right. So Michael's out.
Still in
Everyone
it.
Else is in.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah. And I favored wow. Michael heavily.
Write down your
wow.
answer.
Wow.
Right?
That was a good trick question.
Yes. This is a right. Okay. This okay. is a right
that's
down
a good
here.
Trick
right.
question.
You got something to write with? Oh. Got something to write on, George? You need a pen?
I can find one. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Everybody got something to write with? Got something to write on, Greg?
Damn it.
Pretty good. All right, here we go.
It's all me.
Swag. Swag.
Lamar baby. Odom played both. For both the Lakers and the Clippers. Odom played 312 games for the Clippers.
Yeah.
How many games did he play for the Lakers closest without going over?
Okay, hold on. Let me think about
without going over.
Okay,
all right, so I'll read it to you again while you guys are thinking. Lamar Odom played for both the Lakers and the Clippers. Odom played 312 games for the Clippers. How many did he play for the Lakers? Write your answer Got down. It. Closest that going over. Bergman, what number did you write down?
I wrote 239.
Okay. Mace.
I put 301.
Okay. Sedano.
I put 401.
And Jorge.
280.
The correct answer. 519, oh, George Sedano wins it.
Well, I know you played from 04 to 9 or 10.
Yep.
10.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that, so I knew so, I had to be
he's in,
that
in the league, so he's yeah. supposed
so
to
So Sedano gets it. Is that his first win for the month?
Yes, for April. Okay. Yes.
My sense go. Is George will not win the month.
Your sense.
Well, I may not be My around enough.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, him and I are about to go on a playoff odyssey.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's right.
So
now, do you... There is no way to know where you would be going.
No. I know yeah. I have the Western Conference play-in, play-by-play on ESPN Radio, wherever that's going to be, 9-10. The 9-10.
I'm going to
so
guess.
So right now it's Minnesota.
I'm going to guess
yeah.
you're going to New Orleans.
You think New Orleans falls back one more spot?
I think.
Okay. No offense, I'd much rather go to New Orleans than Minnesota.
Yeah. We were yeah. just in Minnesota. It yeah. was so cold, George.
Oh my God.
How cold was it?
We had Billy McDonald and I had golf set up Saturday morning in Houston yeah. at a great course and then a dinner at Mastro's right after. It was going to be the best day of the year.
Yeah.
We get on the bus.
Yeah.
We're heading to the airport.
Yeah.
Blistering snowstorm. Phone rings. We're 10 minutes from the airport. Turn around and come back. The airport's closed.
Oh.
It was so cold. I saw a tree looking for a dog.
There you go. Yeah. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Jacob's going to come in to play Game of Games tomorrow.
Yeah, the only reason I would want Minnesota or Minneapolis is because there's more directs from L.A. than there are to New Orleans. That would be the only reason.
Well, also, do you like, do you like pork chops?
Yeah, I've been to the place you sent me to, J.D. Hoyt's, a number of times.
I made Michael go with me there when we were there last week.
Oh, yeah, delicious. I had to get the single, though. The double is insane. Yeah. Who can eat a double?
No, matter of fact, Anthony Hurd, our the world's greatest audio guy, 2 years ago we were at J.D. Hoyt's, ordered the double, the two pork chop order from J.D. Hoyt's. He was so full after eating the first one that he took the second one and gave it to a homeless guy.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's that's insane. How filling it was.
How many people does it take to fill in for Cappy? Apparently two, right?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, and I'm also leaving for the game.
Oh, that's true. So
you know,
they'll pick up the ball.
So they have to do the last half hour.
Yeah. And does Andy have a sense of what's going to happen?
He'll have a sense. Andy has a sense about things.
He does.
You have to use air quotes.
All right, Mace, before you go, because I know you got to go.
Mason's leaving.
Lee Crosstalk, prediction for tonight is what?
Pain. Like Mr. T once said.
Both Anthony Davis and LeBron James play, and the Lakers cover.
Who
Lakers
wins?
Cover. The Lakers win. The Lakers win.
I mean, so what is how many wins is it now for the
ten
for the Clippers?
In a row.
No. But it's 10 in a row. But 38 out of
34 and 7 over the last 41 since 2012.
I thought it was more than that.
I mean, if you extend it past 2012, it probably is.
Yeah.
But 34 and 7 since
Mace, before you go,
since Chris Paul.
Mace, before you go, what do you call an angry psychiatrist?
A shrink. No, don't know.
A therapist.
Ba-dum-bum. See you, Mace. Hit the super stager.
I got a funny dad joke for you later. Go ahead. Hit the super stager.
So no Cappy today. So that was Sedano doing a Kaplan impersonation.
You know what Cappy is?
What's that?
He's getting ready for the parade in San Diego.
Oh, I heard about that.
By the way, none of you agree with Mason, do you, that's a good idea?
No, come on.
I think it's a good idea.
Do you think it was a good idea to invite Iowa to the White House?
No.
What's the difference?
So to me,
you're celebrating
like
second
San Diego
place.
State, you should have you don't have to do it in downtown San Diego or something, but you should just have
campus?
Something for your Final Four run.
A
you guys
rally?
To the Final
yeah,
Four.
Yeah, they could have a rally at the campus, but they're doing it at Petco Park seems excessive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, come
look,
on.
You know, they don't have much else professional sports there anymore.
This let's celebrate the loser. It just drives me crazy. Yeah.
But they went to the Final Four. So
what happened when they
shirt,
got there?
I know, but the Final
FAU,
Four is like what everybody's growing.
Should
going
FAU's
for.
Not having one,
yeah,
right?
FAU should have a big old party too.
I don't know. They're
Ramona?
Never gonna go there again.
Yeah.
It's not like they.
So should they?
Yeah, why not?
Hang a Final Four banner at FAU.
In Miami, they do that all the
Did you
time.
Guys win titles at Stanford softball
no,
when you were there?
No, we went to the World Series 1 year.
And should you guys have had a parade?
No, we didn't have a parade.
What, did you
did.
Want one?
No.
There you go.
No.
See?
But I did. I would hang a banner, say Women's World, College World
you
Series.
You could hang a Final Four banner.
Yeah,
I don't
Final
think that's
four
an
banner.
Issue. If you, especially if you're a team like that that doesn't have a lot of championships.
You know, the Sacramento Kings hung a banner for winning Summer League.
Okay.
Well,
I
remember that.
Not the same thing as the
I gave them
four.
The trophy, so I remember that.
Yeah,
but
they
did that after.
They valued
after
now, of course, if you would have given it to me, I would have thrown it.
Yes,
it's
we know
summer
that.
Summer League.
By the way, Michael, I've got a dad joke for you that was told to me while I was on vacation, okay? When I went to Disney, I had an issue. Basically, the way the system works here at Disneyland for employees is not the same way it works in Orlando.
Okay.
So I had to go to an employee relations building. And get this sorted out. So while I was getting that sorted out, the guy who works there has a whiteboard behind him and says, ask Dave for the joke of the day.
Okay.
So I asked him, and he said this was the joke of the day. He said, what would Apple, if Apple made a car, right? Like Elon Musk, like a Tesla, right? If Apple made a car, what wouldn't it have?
It wouldn't have.
Made a car.
If Apple made a car, what wouldn't it have? Would
some kind of core
have,
or something.
Yeah. What do apples have? It would not have. I don't know.
Windows!
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I see, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. A good dad joke for you.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Apples and Windows. She's a computer. Computer companies.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Microsoft, right. Apple, Ramona. She's still trying to figure it out.
No, I got it.
Okay.
I did the core thing, too. That's what I said first.
Yeah.
But, do you like pork chops?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought it was funny considering I was just trying to get my thing sorted out.
A little
Should I tell him a joke about the black fairy tale, how it starts?
Yeah, but I don't know how you're going to do the punchline.
Yeah, you probably better.
Well, try it.
Look at Bergman. He's already nervous.
Yeah. Oh, Bergman.
No, try it.
You can't do it without curse, without the bad words.
All right,
we'll
tell him. We'll tell him off.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to bring something up because all you guys cover the NBA.
Yeah.
We're in the league.
Yeah. What in the world is going on with the referees? And it's not just at the NBA level, but it happened in the women's championship game. I've never in my whole life seen as much over-officiating as I've seen in the last 3 months. I don't get it. Why, Momo? Why did they blow? Why did they call a technical foul on Caitlin Clark for rolling the ball over the official?
That was lame.
Why did they throw Terrence Mann out of a game in the second quarter when he basically turned to the referee and said, "You can't give a tee to Kawhi. He doesn't effing talk."
So, I think there's something to the effect, like, you know, now how everything is reviewed and not just reviewed by officials, but it's like on social media in an instant. So, like, if you miss a call, people are going to...
Right, but that's not what I'm talking about.
No,
I'm talking...
Let me get to the point, though.
Yeah.
I think it's because they know that when they miss a call, it's going to be everywhere. It makes you call more.
But
does that make sense?
But like, yeah, but Sinano, why the increase in technical fouls and ejections for doing stuff that in Michael's day they just would have told him to shut up?
Yeah.
Because everything is on camera.
I'm trying to connect to the Wi-Fi, sorry. Oh.
I think everything is on camera. So I think like people are just more sensitive. They're just more...
Well,
like,
officials are definitely more sensitive.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Because they're under so much more
scrutiny. And here's what I would also say. There is a... Particularly in the NBA, okay?
Yeah.
I've had these conversations with coaches over the last two seasons. We had a stretch in the NBA where we lost 15 officials that retired. Okay, in a stretch of 5 years. Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of new officials, guys and ladies coming up from the G League or whatever. And that's why you're having some of these situations, I think, arise because they don't have, to Ramona's point, the gravitas or the thick skin, perhaps, that's necessary.
Adam Silver needs to tell these officials, stop calling so many tees on these players. Let them emote a little bit more. Now, they go crazily overboard. Yeah, you can tee them up. But give them a few warnings to shut up.
But I think if you're a new official or if you're somebody who's like trying to control a game, you know, you don't want to get pushed around. And so you have to like show you're tough. And then if you don't call stuff, then it looks like everybody's going to know that you missed it. Right? If you missed a foul, it's going to be all over everywhere in social
media.
Players
respect you if you dialogue with them. If you say something to the official, say, "Man, what's wrong with you?" And the official says, "Listen, don't do that. You know, calm down." They respect that.
When you guys cover a team, do you feel comfortable going up to the star player immediately and just dialoguing with them one-on-one? Do you like every star
in an
player,
open media session? Sure.
Yeah.
But if, like, no, not if they're walking to their car. No, I know you're good at that. You can sometimes.
You know what's funny? It kind of depends on the environment, like, and it depends on the level of star that you're talking to or how,
right,
what kind of bases I have with somebody.
It's called sidling.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Very few people give me like make me nervous to walk up to them or approach them or something like that. But there's still a few that I'm kind of like, oh, I'm not sure.
Because
like,
they're not friendly.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say
aloof.
I think LeBron is one that I don't really do the
sidle. You don't sidle?
He doesn't give you that vibe.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do the sidle. And he also, we have a relationship from, 15 years of me covering him and his teams, but it's not personal. And I think he has personal relationships more with like his beat writers that have covered him. But anyway.
Yeah, I know he likes McMenamin. He talks to him a lot.
But what I mean is like, if you're a ref, like, I know as a young reporter, the first time I ever covered like Shaq and Kobe, I was like a little nervous. Like I was a little nervous, like go up to them and just talk to them like a normal person, you know? Mm-hmm. I think if you're a ref, I think you still have that same nervousness. You know, that same like to have that dialogue.
It's also more compartmentalized than it was when Shaq and Kobe played. Like I would walk up to Shaq or Kobe at any time and ask them anything, no matter where they were or what they were doing. I don't do that with LeBron or AD. Matter of fact, I don't bother those guys unless I go through media relations. I just don't.
I think that's almost like they have that quality about them of like, don't come up to me.
Right.
Like, there's a sort of wall around them, like, oh, we're too famous or we're too whatever.
Which superstar in the league does have that? Hey, come on in, man.
Oh you know, by the way, you know who I was really
impressed
with?
Devin Booker. Devin Booker's
like that?
No question.
Last week you introduced me to Carl Anthony Townsend. Yeah, he seemed so like cool. Such a regular guy.
Yeah, regular dude. Embiid's cool like
Embiid's
that.
Embiid's like that?
Yeah, Embiid's like, Jason Tatum's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, just young.
See, I like that. I like that. That's how Magic like Johnson chill. Looks. Yeah. Magic.
Devin Booker, to me, is number one on that list right now. Where I can just walk up to him at any point when he's just warming up before a game or whatever and talk to him for a second.
That's nice. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're a person, I'm a person.
Right.
It's fine.
All right, so do you guys think any of the teams that are, let's say that we pretty much know, we don't know maybe who's going to be 10 or 11. There's a little bit of a backlog there. But we know the 1 through 9. We just don't know what order they're going to be in.
Correct.
If you look at 1 through 9, I said the other day that I'm taking the late, and I see the world through purple and gold colored glasses.
Really?
And you guys can set me straight.
No.
I'm taking the Lakers in the first round regardless of their opponent.
Mm.
Phoenix is the one that makes me think twice. If they end up playing Phoenix in the first round, I think that's a coin flip. Every other team I'd feel good about. George, where am I missing in your opinion? Who would beat them in your opinion?
Well, Phoenix definitely beats them.
Okay.
In my opinion. I think
Phoenix is
you
really
were
good.
High on Denver about a month ago. Are you still as high?
I'm a big believer that the last 20 games of the season is not as important as the way you start the season. Historically, if you look at the numbers, he used to work with us here many years ago. Tom Haberstroh wrote a story, and he did a deep dive of all the champions historically. Yeah. And the first 20 games are more representative than the last 20 games. So I'm still high on them. I think Michael Malone maybe... I think if their issue is that Michael Malone pushes them too hard, and he's already calling them out, you know, whatever he said the other day, like yesterday, I think he called them...
He said they're soft.
Soft, right.
Flat out said, we're soft.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? What's Michael Malone
that?
Is so old
Come
school.
Come on, George.
He's so old
I just think that...
Did he hurt their feelings?
Michael, just let me answer... Let me answer your question That's before you start... That. Can I talk?
Hurry up!
Wait, you haven't even let me talk yet!
Go ahead.
My point is this. Eventually, that stuff wears on you. These kids aren't you. This is not Pat Riley.
There you go. They're soft then.
Okay. Maybe they are compared to you, but the point is you got to get the message across the way you got to get the message across. Maybe it does work, but what I'm saying is if you keep going to that well too long, eventually in today's NBA, when the players make 20 times more than the coach, they'll tune you out. This isn't Pat Riley going to tell you, Michael, you got to do a 3-hour practice.
If Riley said that to his guys, are they going to tune him out? No.
It's different. He's the president. He writes their contracts. You know what I mean? That's also by the way.
Well, he's Pat Riley.
Yeah, you
right. Michael Malone is not that.
But does Miami win a first-round series if they draw Boston, Philly, or Milwaukee?
Maybe Philly. Maybe. Maybe because they have their number a little bit, but no, I would say no.
Yeah, that's a weird one. If you had to pick a team, Momo, to come out of the East, who are you picking?
Milwaukee.
100%.
Yeah, I like Milwaukee a lot.
The 40-point blowout at home to the Celtics didn't
no way.
Do anything? You know what it is? There's something about, like, I think Boston to me is the most talented.
Yes.
Okay? They're the most talented. But they lack, for whatever it is whenever I see Giannis, I just can't pick against him. There's just something about Giannis.
He's at the peak of his powers right now.
And I got think a Drew Holiday has been...
I really got a weird feeling that Boston's a bad matchup for them and Boston takes them out.
No, yeah, they would have lost last year if Middleton was healthy.
We'll see. All right, so Momo, who are you taking coming out of the West? That's the harder one.
Yeah, who you got, Momo?
I don't care. Phoenix.
Yeah,
I think Phoenix. But you know what? I'll say this, and I mean it. I would not shock me at all if the Lakers came out of the West. Yeah. It would not shock me at all. They're that good.
There are 7 teams in the West.
Yep.
That if you told me they were the representative in the finals, I'd be like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Are the Clippers on that list?
Yes.
If Paul George comes back.
Correct.
I don't think they're on the list if Paul George remains out. And that injury he has, guys, like...
Well, Shams is reporting that he thinks best case scenario would be very end of the first round, beginning of the second round. So they're not going to have him for the first round series.
Yeah, and think about... Listen, this next 3 games is really interesting, John, okay? If the Lakers win tonight... Then you can get a little cute with Friday and Sunday because you can try to maneuver it to where you're the six and not the five.
No, you don't do
but
that.
But if you lose tonight, then you've got to play it out. And I'm one of those.
Don't play
that
scared,
says,
Momo.
You don't want to mess with the basketball gods.
Exactly, and play like this.
But don't you think to Ramona's point that
you
some,
want the Kings.
Somebody
Come
will
on.
Do that.
Of course.
Somebody will tank a game to try and
well,
I'd bet
the
you the
Suns
Clippers
actually,
would, even though they wouldn't admit
let
it.
Let me tell you this. The Suns.
Well, none of them will admit
the
it.
The Suns actually can. They can almost choose their opponent because Friday they play the Lakers, and this weekend they play the Clippers.
Right.
So if they're gonna rest,
so if they
they're
beat the if they beat the Lakers and lose to the Clippers, then the Clippers get the five and they play who they want.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I'm Phoenix, I want to play the Clippers because they don't have Paul George in the first round.
Right.
Yeah. That's.
I know. I mean, this is really fun to watch as it comes down to the end here. And that's why tonight this game to me, do you think this is the biggest Laker Clipper game ever?
Not if LeBron and AD don't play.
I think they're both going to play.
Yeah, they'll play.
I think Braun's definitely going to play.
John is skeptical.
I know.
He's been skeptical. Ireland over there.
Davis isn't hurt. He's playing.
AD, I don't know. AD, I don't know. Braun, I think he plays.
George, you think AD plays?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
He's got to tough it out, man. Come on, he's man up.
This to Ramona's point, this is a big game.
So really, this is it.
Well, it's certainly the most meaningful Laker-Clipper game ever because they've never met in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
And the Clippers were bad for decades. So and now they have the exact same record. It relates directly to seeding. If LeBron and AD play, I think the Lakers win. But I don't know. The Clippers have beat them 10 times in a row.
10 times. And
they're
also,
34-7 over the last 10 years.
This
I mean,
is the Russell Westbrook revenge game.
That's right.
It is. Did you see Ty Lue yesterday?
No,
what did he say? Big smile on his face when
game.
He was asked
he's
about
never
Russell.
Lost to the Lakers as the coach
Westbrook's
of the Clippers.
Westbrook's downplaying it. Westbrook's saying it's not just another game.
No, just another game. That's what he said. But
well, I mean, let's put it this way. It was a fun day on the text message chains because it was like everybody had a take on like Russ with his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is this going to be a good thing or bad thing? Yeah. Like, let Russ be Russ, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Like Russ... if he can channel his emotions in the right way, like this might be a Westbrook all-timer.
Yeah. But Toom said that. He said he let him just cook and let him do what he needs to
do. I think they're going to.
I've seen, and I was like Russ's biggest fan, but sometimes if Russ tries to go into takeover mode, that's not always a good thing.
But okay, so I'll give you an idea of
And the Lakers are going to let him shoot, by the way.
Oh.
Sure.
They'll dare him to shoot.
I mean, right. I did the Warriors game against them last month. Mm-hmm. And the Warriors, I mean, they were 10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
They'd let him. I mean, they still lost the game. But they Russ, to his credit, he took a couple of them and then realized, I got to move the ball. And he did. So.
All right. Will be very interesting to see what happens. Sedano, Momo, and Andy Kamenetsky next. George is going to cut out to go work the game across the street.
The Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust said that Kaplan may be leading the San Diego State runner-up parade.
Figured he would have his own. He would have his own float with Beck playing I'm a Loser on Cappy's float.
Wow. Cut that up. Cut that up.
I think that would be a good. Hey, by the way, did you hear I got Cappy's phrase in at the end of the game last
night?
I heard. Yes.
Yeah.
I heard
it on drive-in. All
right, do we have it, Greg?
I heard it on the on a promo on the drive-in.
The so they've been trying to get me to say Cappy's phrase.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
So this is how I slipped it in. Here we go.
Abahi, behind the three-point line, now to THT. Schroeder guarding him, back to Abahi, back to THT. THT driving, he's into the two-point area, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Troy Brown. He gets it to Schroeder. Schroeder ahead to Reeves. The clock expires, and the Lakers win it in overtime. 135-133. What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in. The Lakers have won four in a row on the road, and if the Warriors lose tonight, L.A. is in sixth place in the West.
Now, the Warriors...
That was they great, did not, John!
That only lasted for like 10 more minutes because the Warriors won.
We weren't even... The plane hadn't even been de-iced and we were back in seventh.
John, I'm proud of you. That was great.
I'm glad I finally got it in. All right.
I know.
Sedano and Cap coming up next. Momo and AK filling in. ESPN LA.